Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guests on this edition are President of the Friends of the Taylor Family Monument, Cynthia Garrett, and Las Cruces Spanish Market Entertainment Chair, Erlinda Portillo, to talk to us about the second annual Las Cruces Spanish Market. Thank you for joining me on Puentes, ladies.
Hi, Emily.
Hi, Emily.
Thank you. What is the Las Cruces Spanish Market?
So this is the second time we're lucky enough to have the Spanish Market come to Las Cruces. And this year, it will be February 20th and 21st, Saturday and Sunday, at the Hotel Encanto. And this year, we're taking over the entire ground floor of the hotel. So this will be a Spanish Market experience for everyone who comes into the hotel. We have over 45 artists this year, so that's many more than last year, representing the traditional Spanish colonial arts. And this is a chance for people to come and spend time with the artists, talk to the artists, learn about their art, experience their artwork while in experiencing the cultural traditions of the Spanish colonial times as well.
Why was the Spanish Market brought to Las Cruces?
Well, one of the purposes of the Spanish Colonial Arts Society, who actually runs the market, is to provide new markets for the artists. The artists can't continue to pursue the traditions if they don't have people who buy their art. And so by coming to southern New Mexico, they're following through on that mission. And when they came last year, the artists were thrilled with the reception that they got in Las Cruces. And if you remember last year, there was wall-to-wall people in Hotel Encanto, which is why this year we're spreading it out throughout the hotel.
Erlinda, how did you get involved?
That is, I guess, the question of the day. I guess by now in this community, when anybody says entertainment, promotion, event planning, I guess my name surfaces somewhere. So probably Paul Taylor is the culprit in this one for sure. I came last year and assisted in putting together an entertainment schedule for the 2 days so that in addition to the people coming to enjoy the market and the vendors and the purchases, we have some cultural music and dance during the whole time they're there so they can experience music, dance, and the market.
So this is for 2 days, on Saturday, February 20th from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., and then Sunday, February 21st from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Erlinda, what entertainment are we going to hear?
Well, you're going to see a lot, but let me just say that this year we're adding another element on Friday night. On Friday night, there are two groups that are coming down from Albuquerque that are going to, they're also going to perform on Saturday, but on Friday night, they're going to have a performance at the Rio Grande Theater at 7:30. One group is called La Rondalla de Albuquerque, and the second group is Son Veracruz. So La Rondalla is a musical group dedicated to presenting traditional Hispanic songs of New Mexico, and they have New Mexico music, Mexico, and Latin America. They presented with addition of musical instruments like the harp, guitar, guitarrón, vihuela, jarana, violin, mandolin, manjo-like, and voice. And there's about 18 people in the rondalla.
So that's at the Rio Grande Theater at the 19th of February at 7:30 p.m.
Yes.
And tickets are available at the door?
Tickets are available on holdmyticket.com or by calling the Donian Arts Council number 523-6403.
And what website can they also find more information?
daarts.org.
And Cynthia, again, tell me what else you're adding. You're having more artists coming in?
So one of the things, one of the purposes of the Spanish Colonial Arts Society is to educate people about the Spanish colonial arts, help them understand and appreciate the arts, help the artists continue the traditions, but also help others understand and appreciate the tradition. So we, as part of the Spanish Market, we're having a series of lectures, different lectures this year. We have one lecture on Saturday morning for people who want to understand how do you become a Spanish Market artist. It's not something that is easy to do. There is a process, there's a jury process, and you actually have to document your lineage and show that you have a generational roots in New Mexico or Southern Colorado.
So all of the artists that come in do have lineage from New Mexico and Colorado.
That's right. And they have to show that they're at least a quarter Hispanic heritage. And they have to follow certain guidelines. They apply in various categories. And the art has to be authentic within the traditions. And so they use the traditional vocabulary, the traditional tools, the iconography, and they get juried into the Spanish market. We also have some artist demonstrations, and that will be all day on a variety of times on Saturday and Sunday. You'll see weaving, straw applique, and actually straw applique and tin work are two of the traditions that essentially the Spanish Colonial Art Society saved. I mean, all of these traditions were very prominent, very much part of daily village life in beginning in the 1600s in what was to become New Mexico. But by the early 1900s, those traditions were gradually dying out, and that's why the Spanish Colonial Art Society was formed in 1926, to maintain those traditions. So
they're almost 100 years old then.
They are. They're getting there. 1926,
90 years.
They're getting there. And again, the big Spanish market in Santa Fe at the end of July is a huge annual event. And now we're going to have an annual event here in Las Cruces.
And this being the second annual event.
The second annual event, yes. So we also have some other lectures during the course of the Spanish market. We have Dr. Elizabeth Zarur, who's an art history professor at NMSU, and she's going to talk about Santos and Santeros of New Mexico. And we also have Jason Eunice, who's one of the tin work artists, and he's talking about Poor Man's Silver, a history of Spanish colonial tin work, and the Delgado family tradition. He's part of the Delgado family. And he learned his art from his family. On Sunday, we have the curator of the Museum of Spanish Colonial Art talking about the artistic pilgrimage to Chimayo. So we've got some very interesting lectures.
How important is it to keep these traditions up for our school children, for our youth?
It's very, very important. If we don't keep the traditions, if people don't have a chance to learn about the traditions, to experience them, then the traditions will die out. And these are incredible traditions. These are beautiful traditions, so much a part of the history of this area. So we have four of the Spanish colonial artists are going to four schools in the area, Alma de Arte, J. Paul Taylor Academy, Central, and Fairacres schools. And the kids will actually work with the materials and create mini Spanish colonial art pieces.
So that besides the artwork, then we have the entertainment, Erlinda. Let's recap again, Friday.
Friday, the Rio Grande Theater, we're calling that performance Viva la Cultura. And the second performing group is called Son Veracruz. Son Veracruz is a family of five. It's Otilio Ruiz and his wife, who is a teacher in the Albuquerque Public School. She's a dance instructor. And she plays the Jarana Jarocha. So they're trying to maintain and keep together the Jarocho music from Veracruz, Mexico. Their daughters, they have three daughters, and they are students at the Public Academy for Performing Arts. And they play Jarana guitar, percussion, and they also dance. So here's an entire family that has a performance that they put together just with their backgrounds, with the history of the family, the traditions of music. So it's going to be an interesting evening, I must say. People are going to miss a lot if they don't attend this performance.
Because they will not be performing on Saturday and Sunday, will they?
Yes, they will, but it'll be a mini performance, not what they're doing at the Rio Grande Theater.
Right, and being in the Rio Grande Theater is always a treat to see a performance there.
Of course. Then if we move on to the regular schedule, we have Saturday and Sunday pretty much booked. Of course, we already talked about those two groups. And then there's a third group that's connected to that Albuquerque group. It's called Los Trinos. It's a duo. It's two gentlemen. And they have created their own instrumentation of Spanish music. We have Mariachi Espuelas de Plata. We have Trio Nuevo México Lindo. We have Dueto Cristal. They play at Mesilla in one of the restaurants there. And then Sunday, again, we're trying to keep the music upbeat. I think we have mariachis like three times. We have the flamenco dancers from NMSU. And we have a new guy. He's a gypsy gitano. So he's playing
Ray Duran, gypsy gitano.
He's playing flamenco style music on his guitar. And so when you put all of that together, we're going to be in the lobby. So I'm telling you, it's going to be like a musical Grand Central Station, I guess you can say, in the lobby of the Hotel Encanto for 2 days.
So they'll be able to either arrive there early in the morning at 10 o'clock in the morning or go right after church or their church services and then stay there through lunch.
Here's what's going to happen this year, which didn't happen last year, but this year I think we're a little bit more prepared. The hotel, in anticipation of the large crowds, are going to be having buffet specials during the 2 days so that people are able to stick around, eat, drink, and be merry.
I really appreciate you both coming out and talking to us about the Las Cruces Spanish Market and, of course, Visiones de la Cultura and Viva la Cultura with the two different groups at the Rio Grande Theater on Friday, the 19th of February, and then the Las Cruces Spanish Market.
And the tickets will be available at the door when they come either day, Saturday or Sunday, or from any of us members of the committee.
Okay, well, thank you again, ladies, for joining me on Puentes. President of the Friends of the Taylor Family Monument, Cynthia Garrett, and Las Cruces Spanish Market Entertainment Chair, Erlinda Portillo.
Thank you.
Thank you, Emily, for having us. We'll see you at the Spanish Market.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.